Welcome to Red Ice Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. My name is Henrik Palmgren and we are based out of Sweden, but you can follow us from around the globe through our website redicecreations.com. And today we have a real treat for you. We have Dr. Leonard Horowitz with us on the line. He is the author of Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident or Intentional, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism and Toxic Warfare, Walk on Water, and the latest DVD production that he is behind is called In Lies We Trust, and these are just a few of the title he's behind. For all of you who don't know, Len is a giant in the field of alternative health research, and also when it comes to exposing the criminals behind the pharmaceutical industry. I also want to mention at the beginning here that Len will be speaking for the first time ever in Europe at the end of May at the Alternative View 2 conference in London. We from Red Ice are going to be there, and we of course hope to see you there as well. If you're interested in attending the conference, simply go to thealternativeview.co.uk or avii.co.uk. Both of those addresses will take you to the same website where you can read up and get more information about the event. And I'm going to ask Len a little bit more later on here in the program about what he'll be addressing at the conference. And also, I want to mention, of course, a few of Dr. Len's websites. drlenhorowitz.com for drlenhorowitz.com, tetrahedron.org, and you can also take a look at healingcelebrations.com. Okay, so let's get this show on the road, as it were. Welcome to the program, Dr. Horowitz. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, it's a privilege and pleasure, Henrik. Thank you for inviting me.
Excellent. You know, you've written so much about, on the topics of healing, the crimes of the pharmaceutical industry, biological warfare, terrorism, genocide, and also to kind of counter that information, I guess, more of the wonders and the miracle of the human DNA, healing with water and frequencies and much more. For me, it's kind of tricky to even know where to begin. There's just so many interesting areas that we can explore here today. But maybe you can just give us a little bit of a general background, Len, for those who might not be familiar with your research or the information that you've been working on for the last couple of years.
Well, my path through the darkness into the dawn, or getting through the bad news to the great news, started back in 1990, really, with a case of a Florida dentist in the United States that infected six of his patients with the AIDS virus, his strain of HIV. And one thing led to another, and I began to do research. I found government cover-ups. I found drug industry malfeasance. And I basically was very, very concerned because I have a public health degree from Harvard University. And, you know, I'm a good guy, and I was seeing a lot of bad guys that were manipulating a lot of things to the detriment of the public. And so I started to write, and I started to continue my investigations through to the great news, and what's been suppressed by the drug industrialists is all the wonderful ways that people can heal naturally, inexpensively, highly effectively, with little to no risk, and that's been suppressed and undermined by the drugs and the popping magic pills to cure every ill mentality. So that's in essence what we've got, is we've got the best of the best news and we've got the worst of the worst news, and I've lived the last pretty much 20 years of my life going through finding some way that we can get out of this mess that we're in as a planet.
Yeah, and I think you've done a wonderful job to kind of kickstart many people into this area. And I know that a lot of people are following your work as well, myself included. And what would you say, you know, are the primary motivators for the pharmaceutical industry? We know about the historical connections. We know about, Project Paperclip, things that you've discussed in your films and so forth, about how Nazi scientists were brought over to the U.S. as helping to start up again some of the, you know, companies like IG Farben, what they were doing in Nazi Germany. Many people now are, of course, looking at this area of depopulation. They're looking at it from other points of views as well. Would you say that money is the driving force here, or would you say that an agenda like depopulation or even regulating the population is high up on their own agenda as well, Dr. Len.
Well, both, indeed. Money, for sure, most people would grasp that, and that it's obvious from when you look at what's going on through the judicial systems internationally that are completely corrupt. So we're really not looking at justice in the sense that we would think of as a godly, administered, heartfelt, uplifting determination as to the prosecution of any case. We're really engaging now in something that is called, like you say, population control, population manipulation, and in fact, population decimation and degradation. It's degeneration of the mind and of the bodies, and in fact, it's not just about people. It's really about the whole planet. What has taken place, obviously, through genetic manipulations and engineering and environmental destruction and pollution, is a complete degeneration of our magnificent gem of a planet. And so it's really not just about money. And it's not, because the people that are doing this, they know that there have been alternatives to, for example, hydrogen fuels. When we are now engaging with the Concert for the Living Water that you can get access to if you go online to liveh2o.org, you begin to realize that there's hydrogen fuel. There's ways to get completely eliminate infectious diseases from planet Earth with simple nano-silver particle water. And so these opportunities have been suppressed, and the people like Royal Raymond Rife and Nikola Tesla and the greatest geniuses. Here in the United States, we just had our top manufacturer of energy healing machines put into jail for as many as 140 years. They just locked him up in prison for some trumped-up, ludicrous charge. His name is Jim Folsom.
Okay.
And so the people that are doing this at the highest levels know that there are alternatives, safe and effective, to all the problems on planet Earth. And so it's not just about money. There's an ideology that it's best to control populations. And what's the worst of that is that currently two-thirds of the world's population are being targeted for elimination through the intoxications. And that's essentially obvious. Look at the cancer rates. This is a relatively new disease. It's a modern plague. Look at all the autoimmune diseases. And all we have to do is simply begin to research vaccinations to find the number one genocidal weapon being used to intoxicate, pollute, degrade the immune systems, create autoimmune diseases, as well as trigger cancers, is what's being injected and infected into people's bloodstreams. So this is beyond even that. We're looking at profit and population control on all levels, physical, mental, emotional, as well as spiritual. And when you talk about spiritual control, spirit is energy. Energy is electromagnetic frequency. And so you begin to look at Star Wars capabilities and the satellite technologies that can literally control the DNA expression, your moods, your thoughts. All of this is definitive, proven, hard science. In fact, in the United States, there's a has been a presidential candidate named Dennis Kucinich, who's produced and forwarded in the United States Congress a couple bills that deal with putting an end to the space initiatives, Star Wars projects, that he says right in there is partly associated with psychotronic warfare, indeed instilling thoughts, feelings, moods, population controls, and mass worldwide. And so this is not just now against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. We're dealing with spirit, we're dealing with energies, we're dealing with the most heinous capabilities of control and dehumanization. It's no longer human beings that we've become. If we were really fully empowered, divinely inspired human beings, we would not be hearing from the experts that humanity is only using 5 to 10% of its brain. What's wrong with that picture? And the answer is, what's wrong is that we've had global industrialists and multinational manipulators for millennia, controlling populations, creating wars, manipulating everything from mathematics, pi and phi constants, to the music that we're listening to in A440 hertz frequency.
Yes.
All of these manipulations have degraded human beings, and it's really time we wake up.
Absolutely. And if we talk a little bit about the physical level to this first, would you say that there are primarily private companies behind this? Or if we, for instance, talk about vaccinations that you mentioned before, can we even see organizations behind this, such as the Red Cross, for instance? Or is this just a selected few that you've been focusing on?
You know, I believe that there's relatively few. You know, some people call them the Illuminati. Some people call them the oligarchy. Some people call them the neo-colonialists and the leaders of the secret societies. Whatever you call them, they're obviously not engaged in what would be considered normal human behavior. Normal human beings, and spiritually or scripturally, I'm talking about the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, have love in their hearts. We're created by the Creator, the master conductor, the master composer, who's put it all together. This universal orchestra is literally singing love songs. We now know, for example, 528 hertz frequency. That's the frequency of love. It comes from our hearts. It's how we were instilled innately and blessed to be joyful. The two, joy and love, come together by frequency resonance and by vibration. This is now, we've proven this with working with the world's leading experts in the field of mathematics, physics, and human behavior. And so what we now begin to realize is that the people that are manipulating, coercing, enslaving, and killing people at will, en masse, these people don't share what we normal people share in our hearts, which is love, empathy, compassion. There's no empathy and compassion in a global industrialist, for example, at the Bayer Corporation, that closes his eyes to putting AIDS virus in the contaminated blood supplies, or likewise at Rockefeller Blood Bank in the United States that spread AIDS throughout the world through contaminated blood.
Yeah.
There's no empathy or compassion at the Merck Pharmaceutical Company by the leaders who literally allow for the contaminated vaccines to go out and or produce the hideous toxic drug called Vioxx that they just pulled from the market not that long ago. Hmm. So the Food and Drug Administration in the United States, for instance, is not doing what it's supposed to be doing, what most people think. It's not regulating the risks or reducing the risks and allowing us to have access to low-cost, low-risk, highly effective ways for promoting health. What they're interested in doing is following this coercive manipulation that is not compassionate, unloving, unempathetic, and essentially is degrading everything that we, the people, we loving human beings, think of as reasonable.
You know, when you're talking about frequencies and you know, I come to think of the difference now between how it used to be on this planet. These days, we're covered with almost continuous, you know, Wi-Fi signals, cell phones everywhere. It feels to me that we're kind of being shut off as well to the, you know, the natural frequency, if you will, of the universe, or even, you know, the sun or whatever what the strongest force closest to us might be. Have you studied anything like cell phones and Wi-Fi and how that affects the human system, and if that is a frequency that is bad for us?
Yes, and you said the exact precise words. You hit the nail on the head when you said shut off. It's like you shut off a radio signal, you turn off the switch, and you no longer hear the music. Humanity has been shut off from the divine frequencies because essentially the electromagnetic vibrations that are being used are in dissonance. They're not in harmony with nature. Nature, for example, the entire botanical world is mostly green because it's vibrating to 528 hertz frequency of love again. Again, that's the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum, 528 is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the center of the sound spectrum. It's the heart of both sound and light spectrums. It's the only number that is the case.
Mm.
It's the heart chakra, green color, the yellowish green color in Oriental medicine. It's our heart vibration. And, of course, beyond that, we now have mathematical proofs from world's leading geniuses like Victor Showell, who does the pyramid sacred geometry and cosmology, mathematical equations, and finds that the real constants for pi and phi are intimately connected to 528 hertz frequency. Well, gee whiz, if you shut off the radio and you're no longer listening to the channel, and or if you take, let's say you're listening to channel 528, and you adjust it like the music today has all been readjusted to 440 hertz frequency instead of 528, or its equivalent, which is actually 444. Well, gee whiz, if you're listening to radio and you turn that station from, let's say, 99.6 to 99.7, you hear static. You lose the music.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it has happened to shut our brains down and shut our heart minds down and shut us off from the spiritual blessing of the indigo children, that unvaccinated, brilliant children are now coming forth. Look at, for example, the child prodigy, world famous artist Akiana.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliantly connected to the Creator. Her whole life's mission is to bring people back to God through showing what can happen if you simply tune in to that divine blessing. And so this is what we're all capable of doing.
Do you know what Akiana specifically is tapping into there then? Why do you know if she's actually have stayed away from vaccinations? Is that the cause for why she maybe then can access another frequency that we are unable to do?
Yes, I'm very friendly with Akiana's family and her parents. They have not vaccinated any of their children. They have a baby now, but they have two older boys. Neither of them have been vaccinated, and Akiana has a little brother who is completely brilliant. If a non-vaccinated child is actually like a living Buddha. He speaks as a seven-year-old in poetry, and he has the wisdom of Solomon. You listen to him and you're in his presence and you feel and you see God being literally communicated through this beautiful smiling child. And this is the capability for every child and everyone. And so the question becomes, okay, if you know this, what are you going to do about it?
Mm.
Are you going to wake up? Wake up to the realization that, you know, the folks that are poisoning the planet and intoxicating humanity are not friendly. They're not people who you can trust. The challenge that Akiana is facing is in her mission to bring people to God is that people have now false gods. They've got the god of science, the god of medicine, the medical deities dictate what pills you should pop. And that's instead of this miraculous faith healing that we now know certainly what causes it. We have all the answers. We now know precisely that it is an energy or a Holy Spirit that moves, that does all the healing, because it does that in nature. And then in the religious sense, in the religious world, you might have heard of this phrase, nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven.
Mm.
Well, if you bring that frequency vibration back to earth in your own Holy Spirit-filled temple, guess what? Disease totally gets blasted out. It just leaves your body because everything physical is coming out of the spirit first. It's energy. And just like we showed you in the most advanced research in genetic science, it's electrogenetics. The missing field that's been suppressed, which is only independent investigators have been publishing in very reputable peer-reviewed journals, saying DNA's primary function is not simply to produce proteins to build new body parts. Sure, it's a template, but that's about 3% of its function.
Yeah.
94% of its function deals with sound and light signaling. electrons and phonons of sound and light literally get transmitted, not so much from the DNA itself, but through the water, the living water, that the DNA is swimming and spiraling, spinning in a matrix of water that is God. It's part of the triune God. It has consciousness, as Dr. Emoto's work showed us.
Yeah.
It has intelligence. It responds to prayer. It will get connect with you and give you personally a message. This is all miraculous science now that's being brought forward. And of course, there are critics, but these people are idiots who literally take a stand in the face of massive amount of accumulating evidence that shows that water is a pyramid that is a superconductor, a liquid crystal. And in the Bible, in the beginning, there was the Creator, there was the water. Even before the word Holy Spirit was mentioned, you had the water.
Yeah.
So before there was the Trinity in history, you had the triune God. It was the Creator, the source of masterful intelligence. You had the water, the vehicle by which that masterful intelligence would be communicating and extending itself. And then you had the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that is the frequency resonance energy within the water. And water now has been determined by NASA scientists to exist, of course, throughout the universe. We're in water right now, Henrik.
Yeah.
We're underwater right now. But we can't see it, just like you can't see steam that comes off of a teapot that's cooking. It disappears in the air, but it's still there.
Yeah.
And this is what has been suppressed, and yet this is wherein humanity's salvation lies.
You know, most of the water we tend to drink these days, the majority of us anyway, is crap, you know. Is there any good way that you recommend to clean the water? Is this a spiritual thing? Can you, can you do a prayer, a meditation over the water that you're supposed to drink? Or is there any kind of mechanism or even frequency involved here?
Yes, we could spend an hour just talking about water. The fact that, yes, you can change the structure of the water and even the water purity with prayer and heartfelt, loving intent. I'm going to come back to that in a second because it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
Heartfelt, loving intent. But the heartfelt, loving intent of the concert for the living water coming up this coming summer solstice, we'll have millions of people worldwide blending and lending their heartfelt, loving intention to create lasting peace on earth, world health, and universal prosperity through blessing and anointing the living water. All the oceans will be vibrating when we sing together and chant together on Sunday, June 21st, 2009. And the schedule is online at livehto.org. We're going to lend our voices and, in essence, our heartfelt loving intention to bring about these wonderful blessings is going to be placed into all the oceans, rivers, streams, and lakes worldwide. The liquid crystal conductor will receive what's, in essence, a marriage between humanity's heart and the universal solvent, water, using the universal language, music, to produce the universal healer, love. And so we're going to create the waters of the earth, which are already vibrating, of course, like nature does in 528 hertz frequency. Now humanity is raising up with a spiritual renaissance and an accelerated consciousness now. More and more divine synchronicities are happening in our own lives, where prayers are being manifested and miracles are happening virtually every minute now in many of our lives. And so you begin to now marry that to the water, and you send the prayer and energy to bless the water. And what you're going to create is a homeopathic, a virtual love potion throughout all the oceans and rivers. And that's going to vibrate. And because your body is mostly water, 80% well hydrated, that means not only is God in you, but also when the big masses of ocean water start to vibrate and resonate with this human element of the frequency added, as in fulfilling all of the prophecies, both Judeo-Christian as well as Native and Aboriginal, every single prophet has said, a day will come where a new song shall be sung, and we're going to have a massive transformation spirit on this planet. This is what the event that we're preparing for. What's going to happen is, as that body water, massive amounts of water on Earth, start to vibrate with love, human beings, even those who have are closed-hearted, are going to feel a shift inside of them. Some it's going to be very subtle. Others are going to feel it massively. And when that happens, it's going to set the stage for what all the prophets said that we're going into. Everyone wants what's called the Messianic Age. The New Agers call it the New World, you know, the New Age, where paradigm shift occurs. You know, the New World Order, not so much from the geopolitical and the financial and multinational corporation New World Order. We're talking about the Creator's New World Order. And where we have peace on earth, lasting. But this issue, I want to come back to it now. The prayer, the intent, the heartfelt, loving intention to create is the masterful creator within our own hearts that manifests miraculously our realities. This is the greatest lesson that has ever been now proven by science. Historically, this is a historic time. We are in the end times, where we're told all the greatest truths shall be known. Well, if the truth shall set you free, the greatest secreted truths have the capacity to emancipate you completely. And that's what we're now advancing with this concept, proven by science, that the Creator's heartfelt, loving intention in prayer and word to create, like, let there be light, let there be love, let there be a sun, let there be a universe, let us live in peace. That is a heartfelt, loving intention that's carried electromagnetically through frequency 528. And our knowledge now has the capacity to literally say, we can change this world, and we shall change this world. We're prophesied to change this world for the better, to bring on the blessings, because we have certainly known and have been fed up with the curses.
That's very, very, very interesting. Do you think that, you know, do we need to dismantle some of the, you know, human constructions that is going on? Again, if we go back to this kind of more, compared to what you described here, the more mundane level of, you know, what we've built, you know, with cell phones, with Wi-Fi, all this stuff that is kind of... you know, interfering with the natural frequencies. Do you think that all that has to be, you know, taken down or removed or destroyed even? Or is this something that still can be in unison, in harmony, so to speak, with what you're trying to do in regards to the raising of the frequency of the water?
There's two ways to look at that question and answer it. One is to certainly have a movement back to nature, back to the essential values, back to sustainable living, ecological concerns, and basically honoring the Aina, the earth, the Mother Earth that feeds us, and the water that sustains us, and the sun that empowers us. All of the honoring of what the physical nature is essentially very simple. You know, people, I'm very familiar with friends of ours who live in Hawaii in screen houses. Now, sure, it's an environment that's far friendlier, and it's easier to grow things. Food is popping out of the trees in Hawaii, but, you know, than Sweden. But the reality is that anywhere today, we now know that you can construct these beautiful eco-homes and eco-villages and create sustainability and energy self-sufficiency, be off the grid. And that's, again, part of the message of Live H2O is to deliver this kind of concept back to humanity. But this is not to say that we can't redesign every technology.
Yeah.
And this is, again, what we're at the forefront of doing planet-wide. Because now that we know the perfect circle of sound, that is the core creative frequencies of reality, there are only 9 of them, 396-417-528. This is in the book that you mentioned, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
That book came out in 1999. It's 10 years old now. And that is revolutionizing everything. beginning with the music industry and beginning with medicine. We are currently evolutionizing, evolving, revolving, and that word revolution, revolving, means going in a circle, going back to the roots, going back to what was once known to be sacred and honored. And then, so the designing of, let's say, cell phones or our energy systems, if we simply place the frequencies of resonance, like your electrical systems in the United States, I'm not sure what they are in Europe, but they operate at 60 cycles per second or 60 hertz.
Mm.
Well, gee whiz, if you just simply tuned it up or down to match some of the core creative frequencies of nature, then you would not be getting the cancers. You wouldn't be getting the behavioral disorders and the depression and the neurochemical changes within the body. Again, why? Because the body is a physical body. And it's operating from bioelectricity, bioenergy, electromagnetism, electrogenetics. All of this is having a major effect on manifesting us and keeping us healthy. And or if we don't tune into that frequency, if we get in dissonance or dis-ease, we then become sick. We get cancers. Our immune systems fail to do what they've been designed to do. And this is the poisoning. The primary poisoning, therefore, is spiritual warfare. I mean, this is what the Muslims who are protesting, even those so-called radical terrorists, are saying this is a holy war that we're conducting. Well, gee whiz, they're right.
Mm.
We are being decimated because of the spiritual suppression and the electromagnetic manipulation of the entire world's population is the core issue. If we want to renew ourselves, restore ourselves, and renew our planet, we got to tune into the love. We got to tune into the frequency of love.
Mm.
That's the core frequency of God, a core frequency of nature. Not live according to man's laws and man's manipulations. And that goes in from mathematics to music. It's been manipulated. Now that we have the core revelations of the core frequencies that sustain everything throughout the universe, we can now redesign our technologies.
Absolutely, and that's a very good idea. Again, is maybe I've held that theory for some time now as well. It's not about just destroying the old in that sense in order to pave way for the new, but we can reconstruct the systems that we have and still use the knowledge that actually is in effect. If we return a little bit and talk about the electronic systems that we have everywhere, or the electronics, the watts, the hertz, the voltage, etc. I think we have 50 hertz up here in Sweden, by the way. But do you think that that's rooted out of stupidity, or do you think that the people who actually constructed our electrical grid knew about this and consciously put in these types of frequencies in order to keep us, bad health and lower our immune system, etc.?
Yes, and that's the sad reality. Henrik, we have proven that scientifically, mathematically, statistically. What you just said, you advanced the thesis, is this manipulation of everything from energy systems to our music a conscious act of manipulation, of dumbing down the population? Yes, definitively so.
Mm.
And I can give you some examples of how we prove that.
Yes.
You want to hear some?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, please.
Well, the number one greatest example is the music, where the standard tuning for the world is currently held at 440 hertz frequency.
Mm.
And where did that come from? That came from 1917. The Rockefeller Foundation had paid the American Federation of Musicians to change it to 440. And it didn't go well. It was not well received. It was received well by this federation, and they did it because they were being paid a lot of money to do it. But basically, worldwide musicians and composers protested. Well, so what the Rockefellers did, along with the Rothschilds and the Carnegies and the Vanderbilts that were funding what was called eugenics, that was the racial hygiene program that Hitler took on is they gave the whole project of changing the frequencies of music for standard tuning to Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister for the Third Reich.
Mm.
And it was Goebbels then that was successful in creating the worldwide movement of 440 hertz standard tuning.
Yes.
Now, we now know mathematically and through music research, musicology and electromagnetic frequency, and applying all of this in the realm of physics and neurology, we now know that that choice of 440 hertz frequency is the equivalent to what is in nature to be the most dissonant tone to love.
Really?
It is actually in musicology known as the, quote, devil's interval.
Okay.
And that literally what they did is they created 440 hertz, which, I'll just throw it out, is the equivalent of the fifth note of the original musical scale. It's 741 hertz frequency, and that ultimately the interval between 528 hertz love and 741 or 440 is the most dissonant and undermining of your basic homeostasis that you can play. And so you have to think about the statistically significant analysis process here. They could have chosen thousands and thousands of different frequencies.
Yeah.
They could have chosen sub-frequencies. They could have chosen 440.50 or 440.75 or 440.33. They didn't. They chose 440, which is the exact precise equivalent to that precise tone that produces the greatest dissonance.
Incredible. Incredible. And do you know if there's any musicians around today that have adopted another frequency? I know that there's a few going around, let's say 5.8 then, for example. Do you know if there's any musicians out there that have adopted that?
Yes, worldwide. That's why I'm saying we are revolutionizing the entire music industry. It will be the first industry that really fully, totally just moves and shifts because the musicians have been suppressed. The entire industry is controlled. The greatest celebrities are basically imprisoned by the system.
Yeah.
For example, the Concert for the Living Water, you may not see like Sting. You may not see the greatest geniuses really in the celebrity world. Even though they would like to participate, their managers, their manipulators, their movers and shakers are not going to allow it. And the reason for that is pretty obvious. At the top, you've got some pretty intense control over this planet, and most musicians know it. Now, what we're planning for the concert is all the people who are conscious musicians and vocalists who get what we're talking about and have the eyes to see, ears to hear this kind of information, and then do their due diligence. Go online to, for example, the website that is serving the music world right now for helping people to retune and understand this whole concept that we want to be playing the same music that the birds and the bees are humming to and singing to. And that's on www.love528.com.
Hmm.
Love528.com has guitar retuning instructions. We just put on YouTube for free. There's two parts. It's called Solfeggio Retuning Instructions for Synthesizers. So the world's leading synthesizer composers are now able to retune their Korg instruments and the better synthesizers to this love frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you play it, suddenly, if you're sensitive at all spiritually, and most musicians, of course, are,
yes,
suddenly your heart opens. Suddenly you breathe easier. Suddenly your whole body starts to vibrate. There's another note. Let me give you another example.
Mm-hmm.
417 hertz. The universal frequency of resonance, like do, re,
yes.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, do, re. The re note means resonance fibris in Latin or resonance in English. That frequency is 417 hertz. That's easy to tune your guitars to, using the Korg chromatic tuner. And you tune your instrument to that, and you sit it down, and you walk away. And very commonly, that guitar will start to play itself. It'll start to literally, the strings will start moving and actually increasing as it's moving. It'll start like slight, and then it'll get louder and get louder, because the universe is in that resonance.
Hmm.
So that you've got literally the entire force of the universe pushing that instrument to play in harmony with it.
Incredible. Wow, that's really interesting. So there's a few different websites that we can give out again straight away here. www.love528.com, and then again another one you mentioned before there was liveh2o.org, another one. And Len, I think actually this is a good time to begin to round things up here for this segment and then continue in our member section. But before we do that, I do want to plug your first ever, as it were, appearance here over in Europe. It's going to really interesting to see you there, of course. And what are some of the areas that you'll be addressing at the AV2 conference, Len?
Well, yeah, just a clarification. This is my first time in London, and first time invitation to speak in England. I've spoken extensively in France, and I'm looking forward very, very much to coming to England. I'm going to bring my family because they've never been there.
Mm-hmm.
And your question is, what am I going to be speaking on?
Yeah,
well, we're going to go into everything from the risks of vaccinations and medical intoxications and the manipulations that are ongoing that are decimating humanity to the great news. How do we get out of this mess?
Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Again, for everyone that is interested in attending the conference, coming over there to London at the end of May, you can simply go to thealternativeview.co.uk and you can read more about it from there as well, with more links and so forth. And also, Len, before we round things up here for the first segment, mention a few of your websites again and a few of the titles that you would recommend for people that might be new to your work and just want to dive into it and begin at some place, so to speak.
Certainly. First of all, brother, thank you for that opportunity. Let me just say before I share that is, for folks listening, come to the event, because it's going to be completely not just life-changing, but it's going to be inspiring for you to take your next steps to help our team, peacemakers, our force of peacemakers worldwide, to change this planet and transform it into something that we can be proud of, and to leaving to our children and our children's children. The technologies and the information that I shall be sharing will enable you and empower you to literally transform every field, because you have to understand, these are the core creative frequencies of reality. Everything is a creation, whether you're talking about architecture or whether you're talking about language.
Yes.
Language is simply, spoken word is frequency, it's vibration. Music is that way. We're going to change everything from understanding how healing happens, so you'll be able to apply this knowledge in your own work, your own lives, to join our world force of peacemakers, of global transformers, if you will, and so don't miss this event coming up. So
wonderful.
With regard to what I would recommend for reading materials to whet your appetite or get you oriented to what we're doing, I think the books you mentioned are excellent. The most recent work that I've done, when I decrypted Leonardo da Vinci's most famous drawing, it's called The Vitruvian Man. It's actually a woman. There's a woman behind the man. It should be called The Vitruvian Woman, who's standing in a square in a circle. People can recommend, can know that that's the back of the Euro dollar, is that image. The world's most famous art is actually a cryptograph. The circle that Da Vinci's drawing is, with four arms, four legs, and a head, that's nine projections projecting towards a circle. The circle is the perfect circle of sound with the nine core creative frequencies. So basically, that book called Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, is one that the average person, the average lay person who just wants to start to get excited about this and integrate the math by doing the exercises chapter to chapter, that's one that I would recommend. For more serious students, well, there's different bad news. If you're looking for the bad news and want to see how the world's being killed and people are being literally intoxicated and manipulated to their own enslavement and early death, go into the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. It came out 3 months before September 11th, called Death in the Air. Nobody before September 11th, 9/11 tragedy in the United States, was even thinking about terrorism and toxic warfare. Very few people. Mm-hmm. So we already had a book out 3 months before that called Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. That's a great general introduction to the way the world now is being manipulated by what is called non-lethal warfare. That's highly lethal in the long term. It doesn't kill slow. It doesn't kill quickly. It kills slowly, more expensively, consuming more drugs,
yeah.
And that basically that feeds the geopolitical monsters.
Okay,
then you've got the good news. My recommendation: start with the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and then move through the book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recovery Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine and Modern Science is the subtitle, and get through to the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code.
And these are available from tetrahedron.org, is that right, Len?
Yeah, the best website that people can get oriented to all of my CDs and DVDs and documentary films and my books is on healthyworldstore.com.
Okay.
That's healthyworldstore.com.
Okay, very good. I will have this linked up on redicecreations.com as well, so you can find the links easily to a lot of the different websites that we've mentioned so far in this first segment here. But Len, thank you very much for this first segment. Stay with us. We're going to tune into some music here, take a short break, and we'll be right back. We are going to continue our conversation with Dr. Len Horowitz in our member section. RedIceCreations.com is the website. Go there for more information on how to sign up and tune in. We are going to focus more on the creation of the AIDS virus. We are going to talk about the dangers of vaccines, the healing properties of water, and a whole lot more. We'll round things up talking about numerology and the English language compared to older languages like Hebrew and Sanskrit, and how English seems to be a reverse of those. I also want to remind you musicians out there playing either in 440 or 528 tuning to send us some of your music if you're interested in getting it played on Red Ice Radio. Go to our radio archive, click on bumper music, and read more. We want to hear from you. Okay, so more now coming up with Dr. Len Horowitz shortly.
Who could tell the story better about the things that I went through? Some were great, but most were terrifying and so spooky too. Had to get out of there to hide away. Was the way